Chapter 26. Happy Birthday. Dante. 6 weeks later, it was Emma's first birthday. We had a little party for her. It was great. She had a birthday cake and lots of presents from Dad, Aunt Jackie, and Adam. Dad finally got his camera out and took lots of photos. It was just like old times, and I couldn't stop smiling. A week later, it was my 18th birthday. But I didn't need a cake or want presents. Dad said that he'd babysit and gave me some money so that I could go out and celebrate with Adam. Bar Bell was very busy for a Wednesday. I wanted to go somewhere else, but Adam wanted to stay.
Hey, Dante!
I turned around to see Josh, Paul, and Logan standing behind us. I was surprised to see Logan. I thought that he was at university. Paul had a job, but I didn't know what Josh was doing.
Hey, guys, I said.
Hi, Josh, said Adam.
Dante? Josh didn't look at my brother. Instead, he spoke to me.
I haven't seen you in a while.
My brother just said hello to you, I replied.
I know, Josh said. I heard him.
Then you should bloody answer him, I said.
It's okay,
Adam interrupted, but it wasn't okay. I didn't like the way that Josh spoke about Adam.
Hello, Adam, Josh said. How's it going?
Are you happy now, Dante?
Relax, guys, Paul said.
I turned to Logan.
I thought that you were going to university.
Not for another week, he replied. When I turned back, Josh was staring at my brother, but Adam didn't look at him.
Are you okay, Josh? I asked.
I'm fine. What have you been doing?
I've been looking after my daughter.
And what else?
He asked. Now I understood why Melanie had smiled when I asked her the same question. Looking after a small child was a full-time job.
We're celebrating Dante's birthday. Do you want to join us?
Asked Adam. I gave Adam a hard look, but Paul was smiling like it was the best idea ever. Logan was watching Josh, and Josh looked as unhappy as me at the idea. The conversation was slow at first, but soon we were chatting and laughing. The only problem was that my friends were drinking beer like it was water and throwing fries at each other. If this continued, the manager would ask us to leave.
Josh, can I try one of your fries?
Adam asked, his hand already over Josh's plate. Josh twisted Adam's arm hard.
I don't want your hand in my food, you gay.
Josh,
Adam said in shock. We were all shocked into silence for a moment. I was having trouble breathing, and I knew that Adam was close to crying.
Let go of my brother. Now.
Sorry, Dante, but I really don't want your brother touching my food. I don't know what I might catch. I moved towards Josh, my eyes full of threat, but Adam jumped up and stopped me.
He's not worth it, Dante, Adam told me. He's a coward, a scared little kid afraid of everything and everyone.
Don't you ever talk to my brother like that again, I hissed at Josh.
Josh, Logan began. What did Adam mean? Is there something that you want to tell us? Josh was on his feet now. The manager came to our table and told us to stop arguing or leave. I looked at the others.
Paul looked surprised at what was happening. Josh was ready to fight, but Logan was smiling. A small, secret smile that was for Josh alone. As soon as Paul, Josh, and Logan left the restaurant, Adam sat down. When I put my hand on his shoulder, he was shaking and trying not to show it. I was glad the others had gone. Until I realized that they had left me to pay the bill. Bastards.